Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You have just tuned in to the Next Chapter Widows Ministry Blog Talk Radio Show. It is a wonderful evening on this evening. This is Sheila Coley. I'm standing in for Mary Hollis, the director of the Next Chapter. The Next Chapter Widows Ministry seeks to always encourage widows and to provide helpful information in the many decisions following the loss of their beloved husband. The Bible says, honor widows that are widows indeed. That's taken from 1 Timothy chapter 5, verses 3. The stages of grief can be overwhelming, along with the many adjustments that must be made. The Next Chapter is available to assist you with many resources, counseling, and a host of other tools. The Next Chapter Widows Ministry is being led by myself, Sheila Coley, under the direction of Mary Hollis. And this evening, Mary Hollis is away on the Next Chapter Widows Ministry annual trip. Travel on a cruise to the Grand Cayman Islands, Cozumel, Mexico. A 5-day trip one of the many things that we do here at the Next Chapter is provide social activities for you. If you're a widow and you've lost your husband, we understand that sometimes the grief can be very overwhelming, but that's why we're here to show you love, support, encouragement, and to help you with those many questions that you may have. And one of the many areas that often causes many challenges to widows is the area of finances. Maybe your husband has been the one who took care of the bills, paid the bills, maybe even been the primary breadwinner. Whether that was true or not, certainly his absence has caused some degree of challenge in your financial life. One of the things that makes that challenge a little bit easier is when there was a life insurance policy in place. And we're going to chat just a few minutes this evening about some financial resources and decisions that as a widow that you really want to consider in your decisions concerning the many areas of paying bills, preparing for retirement, and even leaving something behind to those that you love when the Lord calls you home. I want to begin with sharing with you something that I've read recently, and it's called You Can Make a Difference in Someone Else's Life. And this is a prayer that we can pray, asking God to make a difference in our lives. And it reads like this, this prayer does. Lord, please forgive me for being hard-hearted, condemning, and judgmental toward people who have needed my prayers, intercessions, or assistance. Instead of wasting all of my time judging them, I could have been praying for them. Now I see my mistake, and truly I repent for it. Starting today, I pledge to change my attitude, to open my heart, and let the compassion of Jesus Christ flow through me to help in our deliverance in motion. Let your compassion begin flowing through me today. I pray this in Jesus' name. And one of the things I wanted to confess to you, those who are listening, is sometimes I have not always been as helpful to others, not realizing that I can really make a difference in someone else's life. God has gifted me with many talents, and he's also given me a business that allows financially. And widows are one of those groups of people that I just so cherish doing that. But sometimes the information I have, I don't readily share because I may feel like it won't be so easily and heartily received. So out of fear of rejection, sometimes I withhold back. And so likewise, sometimes you all may have something that you can say or something that you can do that will make a difference in someone else's life. Jude, the book of Jude, chapter 1, verses 22 says, and of some have compassion, making a difference, which is why I wanted to share with you this evening some of the things that I do that can make a difference in your life. And one of the first things that I really enjoy doing is helping people lay a strong foundation for their financial life. We certainly wouldn't build a house and put on the roof first or start picking out doors, curtains maybe. What we would do is make sure that the foundation is laid and it's laid well. So as we build on that house, it will stand, especially in difficult situations and storms or hurricanes or tornadoes. And so when we want to build a strong financial life, we want to make sure our foundation is insurance. We want to be sure that we have put our insurances in place because what insurance does, it protects those things that we have. And so what do you have now? You may have income that if you're no longer here, you would like to have protected. Did you not enjoy the fact that your husband may have left you an insurance policy behind? What it did is it helped replaced from that income that he would have normally been providing. He's not here anymore and can't provide it, but that insurance is what he left behind for you. So likewise, maybe you help your children, your grandchildren. Maybe you support your church, maybe your university or college that you graduated from. You may even possibly have a favorite charity. So when you're not here, you can certainly continue to support those things. Not only do you want to do that, you also want to make sure there's adequate expenses that can be taken care of with some resources you leave behind in the form of your insurance policy. Insurance is one of those things that it's not that exciting of a topic, but I even have insurance on my telephone. Just in the event that there is something that happens to it, then I can call my insurance company. I have insurance on my home. I have insurance on my vehicle. And so likewise, we should have some insurance on our life, because in our absence, we want to protect that income that we once had, as well as we want to leave possibly a legacy. The Bible says many times, leave an inheritance to your children. Leave something to your children's children. One of the things that sometimes we don't really fully understand is what kind of insurance should we have? Should we have accidental insurance? In case of an accidental death, should we have cancer insurance? Because what if we find out that we have cancer? Maybe we think there is a term life policy that we hear about, even a whole life policy, a universal life policy. There are so many types of insurance. What should we choose? Who should we believe? How much should we have? So many questions are out there. I want to encourage everyone to take just a few moments and think about, what type of insurance do you have? Do you have insurance just on your job, or do you own your own policy? Well, let's talk about some of the different types of insurances. Now, you have what they may call an accidental death insurance. That means that in the event of an accidental death, your beneficiaries will receive some income from that. Well, what if it isn't an accident? What if you have a illness that you pass away from? Then that insurance wouldn't pay off. So maybe that would be a supplemental policy, but maybe I would recommend potentially you consider a term life insurance policy. You know, many times I'm speaking with clients and potential clients, and they say, well, if I get a term life policy, maybe I won't die before that term is up, and then I will spend all of that money, and I would have no insurance. Well, first of all, it would be a blessing to outlive your insurance policy. That would be a wonderful thing. But there is something that you do along with a term policy is you invest money. So as the years are moving along and you're getting closer to the end of your term, guess what else is happening? Your investments and your savings are growing. So if you get a policy, and while you're young and you continue to save and invest over 20, 30, 40, maybe even 50 years, that pot of money that you have saved and invested is getting to be ginormous. The house that you used to have is probably now paid for, so therefore you need less income for that. Those children, those precious little ones have grown up. So your many reasons that you needed that insurance before have gone away, so you don't need that much insurance anymore. Maybe you don't even need an insurance policy at all. Certainly if you had a car insurance and then you got rid of your car, you would have no need for the insurance. So as we get rid of the need for life insurance, we don't need that insurance policy anymore. It is now replaced by the equity in your home. It's replaced by the investments that have grown up. But if you really do want to extend your insurance, you can always renew a term policy. The advantages of that far outweighs the advantages of other forms of policy, such as universal life and whole life policies. And that's because in those policies, you have a savings account that's attached to your life insurance policy. Well, this savings account, you have to explore your own policy if you have one and make sure you understand what happened to that savings account in the event that you pass away and your beneficiaries receive that death benefit. Oh, my, you may not be entitled to the cash that you've been saving, but you've been saving it for a rainy day. You never needed it, and so guess what? Now the insurance company may just want to keep that money. So review your whole life policies, your universal life policies, and see, is this the type of policy that I have? Certainly you wouldn't want one of those kinds of policies. And I think about Gerber policies. Gerber policies are advertised a lot on television these days. And Gerber policies are those insurance policies we buy for our little ones. And we put money into that, and it's just a little bit of money. But we always believe that these policies will pay, and if they don't, then guess what? By the time that little precious one grows up and gets ready to go to college, well, oh, my, there will be college money. Well, you have to look inside that policy once again and look at how much you would have actually accumulated by the time that child gets ready for college. And when you look at that amount, I'm certain that you will find that it would not be nearly as much as you think it would be. And so there are alternatives to achieving those goals. And I encourage you to meet with your financial representative. And if you don't have one, I am certainly always willing to help you out. I'm going to give you my number shortly that you can reach me on, or you can email me, because you just may have some questions about some of this information I'm sharing with you on this evening. All right, when we talk about insurance, one of the things we want to think about is how much insurance do we need? Well, let's assess your need. One easy way to determine how much you need is, let's say you need insurance for about 10 years because possibly you have a child that's 2, 3 years old, 4 years old. Well, you want enough money to carry that child at least until they're in adulthood. So if you would take the amount of money that you're earning every year and you multiply it by 10, that would give you an approximate number about how much insurance you should have. In your absence, most of that money that you were making, your family actually needed to live off of. So if you're making about, let's say, $50,000 a year, well, if we multiply that times 10, you would get $500,000. So you might want to consider about a $500,000 policy. If you're older and you don't have children and you don't have a lot of additional responsibilities, maybe you just want to leave something to your children, grandchildren, that I might add. It would be a lovely thing that if the way there would be some money that's been set aside for that grandchild's college or even retirement fund. When we're talking about life insurance, it's not one of the most exciting conversations that, you know, we want to have, because in order for life insurance to pay off, we have to experience that pain and the grief of having lost someone. But one of the things I love to share with people is, wow, it was terrible when I lost my dad. I still miss him today. What if my dad had not left us any resources, any money, anything to have made our life a little bit easier? Then I would have missed him so much more. I encourage you, I actually challenge you, have conversations with your family members. Make sure that you have a will. Make sure that you have life insurance. Make sure that you have enough financial resources available to take care of the many concerns and the challenges that will involve when you decide that you want to be a blessing to those who you leave behind. Well, there is so much more I could really share with you in the area of life insurance, but I just want to leave a few minutes so we can talk about just a few other things that's financially related. Let's talk about retirement. Did you know women live much longer than men. Did you know that women sometimes make a little bit less money than men? But for some reason, we are always needing to share it with our family members, with our friends, with our neighbors, people who are in need. So what do we do when we do not pass away, but we actually live for a very long time? Who do you know that's in their 80s, possibly 90s? Do you know anybody that's actually have reached 100 years old? I'm sure you do. So women are living very long. And as some of our younger women grow older, they're going to live even longer, much longer lives, healthy lives, lives where they want to travel and, of course, continue to shop. Well, in order for them to do that and experience the beauty of retirement, the freedom that retirement gives in terms of how much time you have available, you have to have some money. So you want to look at your retirement accounts and decide, am I putting enough money away that's going to actually allow me to have a comfortable retirement, or am I going to have to go back to work just to make some ends meet? Take a look at any account that any retirement account that you may have that are from other jobs that you worked in before. Well, you certainly, when you left your job, you should have taken your money with you. So you might want to consider rolling over some of that money into accounts that will benefit you a lot greater than where the money is currently. And the last thing we want to talk about is emergency savings. You definitely want to have an account for emergencies, because we are having emergencies so often these days. A tire goes flat. Maybe you had a situation where one of your appliances went bad. I'm thinking about that hot water heater. So many little things can come up that are unexpected that require $100, $200, maybe $500, $600. How about $1,000? Where would that money come from? We certainly don't want to use credit every time that that's an emergency arises, because that just gets us deeper in debt. So let's think about how much do we need in emergency resources? Well, many experts say 3 to 6 months, and that may be adequate for many, but some people may need maybe 6 to 9 months worth of savings put away. So you want to have some money that you start to put away a little bit at a time, so that when the rainy day comes, you'll have something where your emergency is more of an inconvenience than an actual emergency. So I wanted to leave those things with you. Life insurance, you want to make sure you have a great life insurance policy, preferably a term policy. Next of all, you want to make sure your retirement is lining up with your expectations and need to be able to retire. You also want to consider an emergency fund. The emergency fund will allow you to have money in place for those emergencies. So if you have those three types of accounts in place, we're sure that on a difficult day, on a rainy day, it wouldn't have to be such a bad day for you after all. All right, well, that really concludes what I wanted to leave with you today. I did tell you that I was going to leave you my contact information just in case you had a question, you would like some more information about life insurance, retirement, or savings accounts. All right, you can reach me by email. My email address is taxcoley, T as in Tom, A as in Apple, X as in X-ray, Coley, C-O-L-E-Y, at AOL.com. Again, that's taxcoley at AOL.com. Or you can reach me by phone at area code 404-594-3334. Thank you so much for your time this evening. And we want you to be reminded that we meet every Tuesday night right here on Blog Talk Radio from 10 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. When you meet a widow, share this information with them. Let them know that there is somebody out there who loves them, who cares about them, And when Mary returns on next Tuesday, I am just so sure she's going to have so much excitement for you because she needed some the rest. Our last announcement, which is one of the most exciting announcements that I have for you, is that the book that we have been working on is ready to go to the publishers. It's called The Widow's Touch. So we want you to stay tuned, keep an open ear to the ground, because we're going to be ready really soon to roll out that book. It's called The Widow's Touch, and it's a book of stories for encouragement by widows where they open up their hearts and they allow you to be a part of some of the most painful, challenging, traumatic moments of their life. And we're certainly sure that this is going to be a blessing to many, many widows from all over the world. We're looking forward to sharing that information with you real soon. So in the meantime, we want you to be blessed. And remember, God loves you, and so does the next chapter, Widow's Ministry. God bless and have a good night.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. But you can live through it.
Life is filled with so many ups and downs. Have you ever been there? One day is smiling, the next day is fighting to hold back your tears, to hide how you feel. So tired of faking like everything is okay when you know it's not right.
You can't get
no sleep at night.
And now
you may be asking, cause you never imagined, how could this be God? It cannot be God. I can only tell you what he told me.
He told me. He said, James, you will
get through it.
You can make it.
You can make it if you just wait through it. Don't let this be the end for you.
Not the end. This is only temporary.
Live through it.
Hallelujah. It always hurts more when it's someone close to you.
Someone you love.
Yeah.
May have just let you down.
But don't worry.
It's not the end of the world.
You gotta understand.
God already knows. Everyone who will leave you is better than away. Don't let them stay.
They deserve you.
Didn't see it coming. And now you feel broken. How could this be God?
It can't be God.
It cannot be God. I can only tell you what he told me.
God is saying,
live through it.
It's growing pain.
Grow through it.
Your family needs you to
get through.
But here's the key.
You can make it if you just wait.
You gotta pray through.